It was a pretty wild day in sports yesterday, ranging from the World Cup to some incredible action in the NFL. And the World Cup wound up as it should have been written, as Argentina won it in a shootout. So congratulations to Argentina in that shootout. Pretty amazing. I mean, Argentina led, then France came back, scored a couple of goals. And this is one way that I think people have to see that when they say soccer isn't exciting, they're wrong. They're absolutely wrong. Well, anyways, so we'll leave that now, and now we'll go to something that was unbelievable, with a capital U. As a matter of fact, the headline should be UFB. One of the wildest endings to an NFL game I have ever seen. I don't know what the Patriots were thinking. I don't know if they remembered that when they toss the ball around at the end of the game in these crazy plays, it's normally a team that's losing that needs a touchdown. And so they don't care if another team recovers the ball and runs it in for a touchdown. But what happened yesterday in the New England Patriots game was absolutely unbelievable.
Mac Hollins out on defense. He's all the way back. As Stevenson
is, anyone gonna
is outside the 30, flips it back. Stanford band nowhere in sight.
Uh-oh.
It's picked off.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Unbelievable.
Oh, wow.
Incredible. Chandler Jones takes it in and wins the game for the Raiders. Have you ever seen an ending like that?
I've never seen anything like that. I have no idea why he was doing that. Oh, my goodness.
I would think those two are their future with the Patriots is tenuous at best. Tenuous at best. Pretty amazing. Especially under a Bill Belichick coach team, which, you know, you play for Bill Belichick. The things that he makes sure you know are the standards of what you're doing. Make the short. You know those things. And things like that just don't happen. Well, they happened last night to the Patriots. Amazing. All right. And the Giants. Let's get to the Giants. Their showdown with the Washington Commanders came down to the last play of the game.
Materially restricting the guy from being able to get up and get the ball is usually the threshold used for pass interference. And that picture.
Now, the Giants defended a pass into the end zone that was not called pass interference, and the Giants won their game. Now, how important was that win? Well, it was pretty important in a lot of different ways. First of all, we'll go over all the scores, first of all, and the National Football League, and then we'll explain how important the Giants win was, how tough the Jets loss was, despite how well the Jets are playing. The Giants defeated Washington 20-12. So the Giants are now 8-5-1, and Washington is 7-6-1. Now, on the verge that the Giants tied last time with Washington, and they beat them this time. If they were to end in a tie for the playoffs, the Giants would get in the playoffs. If the Giants win one of their last three games and wind up at 9-7-1, it's like 99.9% sure they would make the playoffs, which would be unbelievable. I'm not sure it's going to happen, but it would be unbelievable. But nonetheless, the Giants still sit at 8-5-1. The Bengals beat the Buccaneers 34-23. The Titans lost to the Chargers 17-14. The Patriots, as you heard, lost to the Raiders 30-24. The Broncos defeated the Cardinals 24-15. All right. All in other games, the Rams and the Packers will play tonight at 8:15. The Cowboys were defeated by the Jaguars 40-34. I'll tell you what, their quarterback is coming on. Unbelievable game. The Saints over the Falcons 21-18. The Chiefs over the Texans 30-24. The Steelers over the Panthers 24-16. The Lions beat the Jets 20-17. Eagles over the Bears in a close one, 25-20. Bills over the Dolphins, 32-29. That was a Saturday game, along with the Browns over the. So that's where everything stands right now in the NFL. Now, here's why it's so important what happened. The Bills in the AFC East have an 11-3 record. They're in. The Dolphins are 8-6. The Patriots are 7-7. The Jets are 7-7. The Jets just made it much harder on themselves. In the AFC West, the Chiefs are in. They're 11-3. The Chargers are 8-6. The Raiders are 6-8. And the Broncos are 4-10. In the AFC North, the Bengals are 10-4. The Ravens are 9-5. The Browns are 6-8. And the Steelers are tied at 6-8. And in the AFC South, the Titans are 7-7. The Jaguars 6-8. The Colts 4-9-1. And the Texans are 1-12-1. In the NFC, here's where it gets interesting. The Eagles are 13-1. They're in the playoffs. The Cowboys are 10-4. They're in the playoffs. The Giants are 8-5-1. As I said, if they win one of their last three games, it looks like they'll be in the playoffs. The Commanders are 7-6-1. Now, the Giants aren't in yet, so they have to win at least one of their last three games. Out in the West, the 49ers are 10-4. They're in the playoffs. The Seahawks are 7-7. The Rams are 4-9. The Cardinals are 4-10. In the NFC North, the Vikings are in. They're 11-3. The Lions are 7-7. The Packers are 5-8, and the Bears are 3-11. In the NFC South, the Buccaneers are in first place at 6-8. The Panthers are next at 5-9. The Saints are next at 5-9, and the Falcons are 5-9. So that division appears to be the worst division in football. So this late in the season, having the Giants and Jets still eligible for the playoffs, pretty amazing. NBA action that took place yesterday. The Nets, 124. The Pistons, 121. The Knicks over the Pacers, 109-106. Now that puts the standings pretty interesting. In the Eastern Conference, the Celtics are in second place, actually tied for the Bucks for first place. The Nets are in fourth place. The Knicks are in sixth place. That's an unheard of thing going on. In the National Hockey League, the Rangers over the Blackhawks, 7-1. yesterday. They're the only local team to play. And we turn around and look at the standings in the Eastern Conference and the Atlantic Division. The Bruins are in first place by 6 points. Now we go to the Metropolitan Division, where the Rangers really were in rough shape. Well, the Metropolitan Division has the Devils in first place with 44 points, tied with the Hurricane. The Rangers in third place now with 41 points. The Islanders right behind them with 37 points. So it's looking pretty good for New York sports so far this winter. In NCAA college basketball, top 25 action. Number 21, TCU, was victorious. Number 19, Auburn, lost to USC. Number 7, Texas, defeated Stanford. And number 9, Arizona, defeated Tennessee. Those are the only games that we have on top. Coming up tomorrow, number 3, ranked UConn, will take on Georgetown. And those are the UConn men. The UConn men. And that is our check on sports this morning on Robin Hood Radio.